This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It is 8:32 right now on Namibia's heart and soul. Would it be fair, Shaquan?
Yeah.
If I summarize this week's headlines as dramatic.
Yeah.
And I'll start with a governing party celebrating 63 years of existence, moving from Ovambo People's Organization to what it is right now, Southwest Africa People's Organization.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, the cynical calls always come in when they say, yeah, but it's Southwest.
Mm.
Yeah, we are in Namibia.
Yeah.
But yeah. Here we are, the president on that day in Grootfontein saying, listen, also throwing shots at PDM, by the way, highlighting that, PDM is a shameful past as formerly DTA. We've got David Bishop to unpack some of these stories for us.
What did McHenry say?
Well, McHenry sort of hit back and said SWAPO needs to address its own history and you know, we still have...
So he replied to it.
No, he did. No, he clapped back.
Vanani doesn't keep quiet. You know he's going to hit back.
Yeah. And he implored all the opposition parties to unite.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
To go against him.
Well, I mean...
It'll never happen, but still.
It's a great idea.
Yes.
We've got too many, you know, fractured political landscapes.
Yes.
South Africa is exactly the same. Now there's Action SA, so there's another party in the mix there.
Yeah.
You know, as we get closer to the elections, we'll probably see some more people trying to register in time quickly so that they can hopefully maybe get a seat in parliament and earn a nice salary.
Yes, yes.
That's a problem.
Just one seat, then
but that's exactly the problem. Is that what it, that's what it becomes? It becomes, you know, we dilute the opposition, and you know, I'm not. Before we get calls saying, you know, David's in there calling for regime change. but democracy relies on a strong, united opposition.
Yeah.
You know, not to the extent, obviously, where America, with their sort of failed democratic system, where you've just got two parties that constantly change each other's agenda.
Yeah.
You have to have a strong opposition to keep power in check.
Mm.
And with a fractured opposition, it gets very hard to do that. So the call to sort of unite is a great one.
Mm.
But I tweeted the other day as well, and I said, I support the call. I support the idea that we should have fewer political parties. Mm. But as you say, who's going to be the king?
Mm.
That's where the problem always comes down. If you look at how many of our previous parties that we had
came
and said, we're going to be a viable opposition. And then even there within the party, there was infighting as to who got to be the king. So now you can imagine if you had a combination, you've got McHenry Banani, you've got Bernarda Swartboy, you've got Itula personality.
Oh my goodness.
You get job, and you get all those personalities.
Mm.
Who's gonna be king?
Exactly.
All
those very very strong personalities, all I'm gonna say.
Really looking forward to next year.
You guys lost me for a second.
Yeah.
I'll do better next time. I want some tea here at the Royal House.
Oh, you've got some tea.
Yeah, but
talk to us.
We can wrap it up with that. It's almost on a high.
Finish with the tea.
I wanted to ask David, in terms of what Kadila Amomo was saying yesterday, that you know, because of the high unemployment rate in Namibia, that is the reason why people are even doing what they're doing in terms of, like, you know, even driving to Okahandja to go and rob a gambling house
the shootout,
and all of that. What is your take on that?
I mean, I'd support that. There's numerous studies. I know we're not talking about increased policing, but everyone's knee-jerk reaction to crime is always, we need more police.
Mm.
And, you know, countless studies have shown that, you know, increasing policing doesn't necessarily decrease crime.
Mm. True.
Whereas changing the socioeconomic situation of people does a lot more to decrease crime. Than just more visible policing. So, it would have my 100% support there. We know that there's dire situations out there.
Mm.
You know, we know there's vast, vast inequality in this country, and that people are desperate. Samuel, who works with us, who helps keep the building clean.
He's our domestic engineer.
He's our building manager.
Yeah, he's the building manager.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Samuel's been with us from the radio wave days. I've known Samuel for over 20 years. Mm. On Wednesday night, he sends me an SMS saying they emptied his house. He lives in a shack. You know, that's how desperate people are.
Are you serious?
They, you know, Samuel has a tiny little bit that maybe somebody gave him, and his stuff is getting stolen.
Yeah.
So this whole idea of like only the Ludwigsdorfs and the Avises and the Kleiner Coopers are targeted, people are desperate. And I can fully support the idea that until we uplift the majority, you know, we're not going to get rid of crime.
David, allow me to ask you this, right? From the facts that you have in front of you, you know what I mean? Because you deal with the numbers every single day. Are we at a alarming point as a country in terms of crime?
Of crime, yeah.
That's always a tricky one. I mean, we don't get all the stats from the police. We get crime reports that come through, and those are pretty, I mean, those are pretty standard. They're pretty depressing. We're seeing a hell of a lot of suicides coming through every single week on those crime reports. We are seeing increased incidents of crime there, but we don't have sort of, I don't want to say, reliable statistics, because we don't have regular and comparable statistics to be able to
help
say.
You paint the picture.
And I mean, also you don't want to start using alarmist language like we're at a, you know, and suddenly we need to call for a state of emergency on crime or something, like all our other states of emergencies on everything else. somebody in the papers was saying something about we're going to start seeing special operations happening again. So, you know, those sorts of things, just watch out. We know what happened with what was it, Operation Kalahari, where certain officers got a little bit carried away maybe, but
and use the
things
the
are definitely things I think are definitely getting worse out there, and it is, I suppose, a level of desperation pushing it. I know people again will sort of, there he is just talking human rights and as we were saying off air, being the socialist type thing, and we should rather just lock everybody up. But, you know, like I say, there are studies. It's not just my opinion we need to do something.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think a lot of us can definitely relate to that, especially now where how many of us honestly can actually say that we go to bed peacefully in the sense of like, I know that I'm safe, because like for the most part you're just scared that someone might actually break into your house while you're sleeping. You're just defenseless. So there's evidence that Prince Williams is having an affair.
No way Are you serious?
There is evidence now. There were rumors.
Apparently
now there's actual evidence.
So there is a new Camilla in the house.
So
what do you know about this?
You gotta give us the tea, David. You gotta give us the tea.
There were rumors previously.
Yes.
Okay, it's after school time, so we shouldn't really have kids listening.
They're at school.
There were some rather, like, let's say, not radio-friendly rumors circulating about why Prince William was having this affair. Let's just leave it at there were certain things that Kate was not prepared to do. Certain roles and predilections that William wanted fulfilled that Kate wasn't prepared to do, so he went and satisfied those urges elsewhere. Those were the rumors, at any rate.
Oh my gosh. And people literally put it that like that.
Well, it was quite funny watching it on Twitter, because there were a whole bunch of people that had discovered new terminology that they'd never heard of before, and they were looking it up and going like, I wonder what this word is, and then coming back and like,
no way.
You people need to go to church.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So it's crazy.
It has a similarity with hanging things on the washing line.
My goodness. Yes. Oh my God.
We'll leave it there.
Very prim and proper for radio. Thank you, David.
David Bishop, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. Please keep doing the fantastic work that you do with the team out at Future Media News.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now that, especially with the new addition to the team.
Should we say it together?
Yeah.
Future Media News. Independent. Independent, accurate, and on time. Yeah.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's Heart and Soul.